This is a podcast from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a nonpartisan research institute that explores budget policies and issues affecting low and moderate income Americans.
This podcast is part 5 in a series of podcasts on myths about health reform and its impact on the federal budget deficit. I'm Shannon Spillane, and I'm joined by Jim Horney, Director of Federal Fiscal Policy at the Center. Jim, we've examined a number of claims that health reform is financed with gimmicks, and we found them false. A related claim is that the law doesn't slow health costs because its coverage expansions will increase total national spending on health care. Do the critics have a point here?
No, they don't. Of course, you can't cover 32 million uninsured people without spending more initially. But the health reform law includes an extensive array of provisions to slow the growth of health care costs over time. As a result, by the decade after 2019, the Congressional Budget Office estimates that total federal spending and tax expenditures for health care will be lower with health reform than it would have been without it.
And what about even further into the future?
The health reform law includes almost every idea that healthcare experts think holds promise for reducing the growth of healthcare spending. Experts agree that slowing the growth of healthcare costs will require an ongoing process of testing, experimentation, and rapid implementation of what is found to work. The health reform law begins that process. We'll need to do more to address our long-term budget problems, but the health reform law is a critical step forward.
Thank you for joining me, Jim.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Read commentary from our experts at offthechartsblog.org. Find us on Twitter and Facebook, and create a My Center account at centeronbudget.org.